Always the biggest and best in sports at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show. And indeed, we have got you covered over the next 2 hours. And although the 2014 NFL Draft is now in the rearview mirror, we will continue to take a look back and break down some of the selections. We've invited back from CBS Sports one of Big E's favorites and very anxious to get his read, his reaction on how things played out and his thoughts on this year's draft class. What a pleasure to welcome in the Quicken Loans Studios, Brian Jones from CBS Sports. He is an NFL and CBS college football analyst. How are you, Brian?
I'm doing well, Big E. I should temper that somewhat. Not so well after seeing not one single Longhorn go in the NFL draft, something that hadn't happened since 1937. What an embarrassment that was.
Yeah, I was going to say that was my leadoff question because the Big 12 Conference really took a severe decline in this year's draft. As you had just said, 17 players drafted overall, but you're an alum of the Longhorns. How difficult was that for you to digest that, as you said, I mean, not having a player drafted the first time since 1937?
Yeah, it was extremely difficult to digest. I thought Jackson Jeff Colt,
yes,
would at least get drafted. He was a Big 12 defensive player of the year. He led the team in tackles, sacks, tackles for loss, which is you expect him to lead in those last two categories, being a defensive end, but to lead him in tackles from a defensive end position, that was that's a huge feather, you know, in his hat to do that at that position. So I was very disappointed and shocked that not one Longhorn was drafted. You look at all these recruiting statements that are made each and every year. Hey, there's another top 10 class, and your team's always bragging about that, and yet they don't develop into players that the next level would want. And I'm mindful of the fact, Big E, that one, hey, not everyone that comes to college with a lot of fanfare is going to that's not going to translate into someone being an NFL draft pick, but you would think a school of Texas stature and the type of athletes they are supposedly bringing on campus that you'd have at least one, just one, we'll take that is looked upon in favor at the next level. But that didn't happen, so it is what it is. They have to move on, and I think the program is definitely heading in the right direction with Coach Charlie Strong, but definitely an embarrassment and an indictment on the past regime. One more kick at them, I guess, if you will, by none of their players being drafted.
NFL college football analyst with CBS Sports, Brian Jones, is joining us on this Friday night at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us online at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. A number of discussion points that you've just hit on. You know, I want to get into how did this happen in terms of with the Big 12, but let's back up for a moment. Talking about defensive end Jackson Jeffcoat, why was he deemed undraftable? I mean, you were talking about he was the co-defensive player of the year in the Big 12 Conference. How in the world does he go undrafted?
Yeah, I'm surprised. You look at his history there on campus. Yeah, he's been dinged up a number of times, and he's a kind of a tweener. He's played with his hand in the dirt. He's probably going to have to play with it up, play standing up, I should say, in a two-point stance instead of a three-point stance,
right,
in the NFL. And I guess they looked at him as a tweener, a guy with an injury history, and so maybe that was the knock on him. But I think once he gets into camp, people will find out that this young man is a tremendous football player. You look at his pedigree, his father played a long, long time in the NFL, Jim Jeffcoat, the Dallas Cowboys. And if he can stay healthy, I think he's going to be a steal.
Okay, so let me recap for all of our listeners tuning in. 17 players drafted out of the Big 12 Conference, and of course, a complete shutout for the University of Texas. No players drafted. That was the first time since 37. So let's go back to Brian. How in the world does this happen? And what do you think, what was the cause of this in terms of it? Do you think it could be perhaps the impact of conference realignment?
Well, I look at the Big 12, and you know, they're top to bottom. Are they a top tier conference? No. You've got some laggards there at the bottom half, but Oklahoma, they showed that they're forced to be reckoned with. They're in the top 10. It seems like each and every year they knock off Alabama in the Sugar Bowl in a pretty convincing fashion. I expected players to be drafted from there, and they were. And Aaron Colvin, if he's not injured, and here in the offseason, he's probably going to be a number one pick. He's an excellent corner, one of the best in the nation. TCU always they put some top talent on the football field.
Sure.
They had a few guys drafted. Barrett, that cornerback. A lot of people were talking about him heading into the season a year ago, and he proved that he was worthy of being drafted and drafted pretty high in the NFL. So there's talent to be had. But I just think from top to bottom, you look at the conference, it's not where it would like to be. You know, right now, it's still the SEC, which is king. And then I would say the Pac-12 is nipping on the SEC's heels. The Pac-12, you know, other than a Washington State and maybe a Utah, who really had a bad season a year ago, it's a pretty competitive conference top to bottom as well. Then throw in the Big Ten. So the Big 12 has a little ways to go to get back up there. But Oklahoma, like I said, they're always, as much as it hurts me to say it, Big E, they're always in the mix and always have a ton of talent. And their guys actually are living up to those highly recruited classes. And they're being developed. And that's been the knock on my alma mater, Texas, that these kids come in, a lot of fanfare, very heralded, but they're not being developed. And so that's going to change. It's changing as we speak. And I think you just have to look from top to bottom, the Big 12, not one of the premier conferences right now. I would say they're probably, you know, four or five.
You know, Brian, we're three seasons removed from former members, Nebraska, Colorado, Missouri, Texas A&M. The fact that the Big 12 Conference, it's a 10-member league, they're going to have fewer scholarship players. Are you surprised that they have not expanded?
I am a little surprised that they haven't. I've always maintained, especially in this age of conference championship ball games, if one conference is going to have it, every conference should employ the same model. I just think it's unfair. You don't have a conference title game, even though you're playing an extra conference game during the season. I just think we need to be a little bit more uniform in every conference-wide, and not have some with a conference game, others without, especially as we embark on this new playoff system, which I hope grows. I'm ready for bracket creep already. I don't think four teams is nearly enough. And so they're going to have to figure it out. The conference, I'm sure they've investigated and contemplated bringing maybe one or two other institutions into the fold, and it just hasn't happened now. But I think the plate tectonics of college football will continue to shift, especially as we get this playoff rolling.
Okay, we're going to take our first commercial break. We're being joined with Brian Jones from CBS Sports and much more straight ahead at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.